Hey friends, and welcome to worship. My name is Ricky James, senior pastor here at First United Methodist Church in Clinton, Mississippi. And whether you're watching from home, online, or listening to us at Super Talk FM, I'm so glad you're here with us. Today we're continuing our sermon series on a Jesus-shaped life. Today our pastor of discipleship and families, Katie Geed, is going to help reflect on the scriptures as we look at the relationships of Jesus, the way he loves, and the way he loves us still. So you're in for a treat today, so welcome, and welcome to worship.
Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands.
Join me now in affirming our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Well, friends, every week I get to say thank you. Thank you for your generosity, for the ways in which you give and support our ministries and our missions, not only here in Clinton, but literally around the world. So thank you. And God knows the world needs the good news of Jesus. And so you can be a part of that by giving safely and securely online through firstmethodistclinton.org/giving. You can mail your check to 100 Mount Salis Road here in Clinton, or drop off your gift the next time you're in the neighborhood. We'd love to see you anyway, so come on by. And no matter how you give, remember, you make an eternal difference.
Brothers, let us come together. Walking in the Spirit, there's much to be done. We will come reaching out from our comforts, and they will know us by our love. Sisters, we were made for kindness. We can pierce the darkness as He shines through us. We will come reaching with a song of healing, and they will know us by our love. The time is now, come church, arise. Love with His hands, see with His eyes, bind it around you, let it never leave you, and they will know us by our
join together and pray as God's children our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I hang out with kids a lot. I began babysitting when I was 16, and I continue to sporadically babysit even now. In undergrad while at Southern Miss, I started nannying, and I kept on doing that in seminary as my primary source of income all the way until I graduated in May of 2020. I've got a lot of experience with kids, and I like to think that I'm pretty patient with them, except in one situation, when they start copying me. Goodness gracious, it kind of drives me crazy. Thankfully, I didn't experience that a lot, but when I did, it was one of the most frustrating things about my job. I would have to take a step back and collect myself, because that's just really frustrating to say or do something and then have a kid sass me back by mimicking what I just did or said. Maybe you've never experienced something like that, and if you haven't, consider yourself lucky. But believe it or not, as frustrating as it can be to be on the receiving end of being copied or mocked or mimicked, whatever you want to call it, there is a guy in the Bible who tells believers that this is exactly what we should be doing. Today's scripture comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. Hear the word of the Lord as the Apostle Paul wrote it. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Okay, so in the book of Ephesians, Paul is writing to the early church. And unlike in several of his other letters, Paul, he's not scolding those in Ephesus about the errors or the heresies that they were committing. Rather, he is writing to those in Ephesus to expound upon the dimensions of God's purpose and the grace that has been offered to humanity through Jesus Christ. Paul is telling those that he's writing to about the challenges that they might have in their lives. For those who consider themselves believers, it means that we are on the receiving end of a brand new life, of a gift. Living a Christian life also means that we get to alter our actions and our behaviors in a way that makes it so that we are imitating God, so that when we are walking, we walk with love, just as Jesus did here on earth. And lucky for us, we do have the perfect model that we can emulate. And as Ricky mentioned in a couple weeks ago in one of his sermons, we also have the Holy Spirit in us to guide us and lead us, working towards God's ultimate glory. Now, in the text today, in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul gives us two commandments. And then he follows up those two commandments with two reasons why we should follow those commandments. So commandment number one, be imitators of God. Now, one of the goals in our lives as believers should be to imitate Christ. But in order to do that, we have to have our eyes focused on Christ in the first place. You know, kids don't walk around copying people that they don't know. They don't walk around Target mimicking strangers. No, they imitate those that they're closest with. So for us to imitate the behaviors that Jesus did in Scripture, we have to spend time with God. For us, that means that we walk with Him. We have to be familiar with the ways that Jesus spent His 33 years on earth. We get to follow in His footsteps so closely that His routine is an example for the ways that we should routine our lives. Now, this isn't just a New Testament commandment that we're getting from Paul. No, I'm going to read you part of Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. It says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.'" That "our" is important. From the very beginning of creation, from Genesis 1, humanity was created to mirror that "our," and that "our" is the Trinity. We were created from the very get-go to be imitators of God. But let's also understand something that I want to be very clear about. We are children of the Lord. We're not God. We have been called to imitate God, not be Him. You know, God has certain characteristics that we cannot ever accomplish. He is everywhere, He's everything, and He is all powerful. Those are things none of us will ever be able to claim. However, He is also holy, kind, and loving. And those things we can imitate. So that's Paul's first commandment, is to imitate the Father. And the second one is to walk in love. Over the past several months, I have learned just how vital walking is. For those of you who may not know, for a variety of reasons, I broke my ankle and had surgery in December of 2021. I've been non-weight bearing for 8 weeks, and over the last 6 weeks, I have begun to implement weight-bearing exercises. And as I have gone to physical therapy, I have learned it takes a lot of work to walk. You know, it's not just one muscle or bone that controls our foot's movement. It's a ton of tiny muscles and nerves that help each part of our body move forward. And I've been in a lot of pain as I have learned to walk again. You know, my physical therapist, he explained it really well to me last week. He told me, you know, "Katie, you were non-weight bearing for a long time. And in that time, your muscles, they didn't move as they were used to. And so they atrophied. They kind of lost some of their strength. And in order for the pain to go away when you walk, you're going to have to consistently work those muscles out again. You're going to have to build up that strength." Now, I'll be honest, I kind of expected, you know, to get the cast off and be able to walk immediately. Not even just walk, but run and jump. That's not how it has gone at all. There is no running or jumping on the horizon for me. I mean, I probably could run or jump, but it would be a one and done kind of situation. Rather, I have been consistently, steadily making movement of just walking. And it's that movement that has really helped. Loving someone, it's kind of like learning how to walk again after having surgery. I mean, it's really easy to love someone or something once. But to love someone consistently, to love people that are a little harder to love, that's like walking on a regular basis. It takes practice. It takes consistency. Now, Jesus, He loved people really well. And the relationships that he had were often with people that were unexpected. You know, he spent most of his time teaching, preaching, healing those who were on the margins, who were on the outside, who were considered outcast. He hung out with tax collectors. And he spent time with people who suffered from diseases like leprosy. He even spent time with people who hated him. You know, the last meal that Jesus ever ate on earth, he ate with some people who would end up betraying him just a short time later. He loved people really well, and he loved them consistently. And that leads us to reason number one that backs up these two commandments to imitate God and to walk in love. You know, verse 1 in Ephesians tells us that we are the dearly loved children of the one true King. And when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he taught them to use the words, "Our Father." You know, Jesus gave us the right to be called children of God. God relates to us not as his slaves or his subjects, but as his children. There is nothing more frustrating in my mind, at least, than when a kid gets sassy and turns your words back on you out of disrespect. But on the other hand, there is nothing sweeter or more tender than having a kid mimic your actions or your behaviors because they were watching you. You know, my little nephew, Jack, he is 17 months old, and we were on vacation in February, and I'm wearing a boot, or I was at that point, and I would take it off to elevate my ankle, and he would just come over to where I was, and he would attempt to put his foot, it ended up being his entire leg, because my boot goes up to my knee. He would put his boot or his foot in the boot. And it was the sweetest, sweetest thing. He knew that my foot was supposed to go in that boot. And so he wanted to put his foot in there because he was watching me to see where it was that I put my foot. I can imagine that God experiences just as much, if not more, love and delight when we mimic his actions as I do when my nephew copies something that I do. God looks upon each and every one of us, hoping that we will follow in his footsteps, praying that we will imitate him, that we will love those we are in relationship with as he has loved us. Which leads us to reason number two. We follow these commandments to walk in the ways of the Lord because Christ first loved us. I'm going to read again for us verse 2. "And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." We walk in love because Christ loved us first. Because Jesus, despite being without sin, went to the cross to bear our sin and our shame. And in doing so, he reconciled us to the Lord. What Jesus did was the most profound example of love that we have. We get to walk in love because Jesus first walked ahead of us. And his love for those that he was around was unparalleled. You know, he knew that as he broke bread with the disciples, that Peter would deny him, that Judas would be the one to betray him. And yet, Jesus welcomed him at the table. and washed their feet, despite knowing that they played a part in his future crucifixion. Simply put, Jesus didn't withhold love. Love is giving. And maybe right now you're thinking of someone who needs some love, someone who is difficult to love. Because gospel love is intentional. It doesn't come easy all the time. In fact, true love, the agape love that Jesus speaks about so often, is one of the most sacrificial and difficult things to do in this world. And yet, as believers, that is exactly what he has called us to do. Paul goes on in the text that we're talking about today that when we choose to walk in love, it is a fragrant offering, a sacrifice given up to the Lord. To sacrificially love someone in this world is to offer up our praise to the Lord. You know, one of my favorite things in the world to smell is something cooking on the grill. It brings a smile to my face and gets me excited to eat, I'll be honest. I imagine that when God looks down upon believers as they imitate Jesus' actions and the love that he showed us, he smiles as well. That God gets excited when he sees us treat each other with love. You know, the next time that I hang out with a kid who gets sassy or copies what I say or do when I'm trying to talk to them, I can't promise that I won't be a little frustrated, but I will think back to Ephesians 5, how that kid is watching me, how they're observing, and then they're imitating what they see me doing. And I will pray that they can then look at the Father, whether it be through scriptures and reading our word, or whether they're looking at fellow disciples and seeing the actions and the words that other believers are using. But I will pray that they imitate God's example. You know, this week, I hope that you choose to walk in love, maybe even with someone who's difficult to love at times, knowing that that is what we were originally created for, that we as the children of the King get to offer our love back to him in return. Let's pray. Father, we give you all of the glory. The love that you showed us through what happened to Jesus on the cross is astounding. Jesus, may we never take for granted the sacrifice that you gave for us and the abundant mercy that you have shown us. Teach us this week what it looks like to imitate you so that we can give back but a portion of the love that you have poured out to your children. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Will you receive today's benediction? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And go in that peace, knowing that you are God's child and loved, and thus get to love others in return.